Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. For the past 2 years, Ronan Farrow has been investigating one of the biggest stories in a generation, the abuses of Harvey Weinstein and other powerful men in Hollywood and Washington, D.C., and the efforts to keep the abuse under wraps. But Farrow did not bring these stories to light on his own. There were dozens of people who faced down threats of violence and financial ruin in order to tell the truth. His brand new podcast, Catch and Kill, which premieres this week, brings those people to you for the very first time.
They ask me, Ambra, could you do something for us? And I said, yeah, absolutely. And they said, would you want to meet them tomorrow and wear a wire?
I'm Ronan Farrow, and coming next week from Pineapple Street Studios is the Catch and Kill podcast. My new book, Catch and Kill, chronicles how I followed a trail of clues from the Weinstein story to others about the systems that protect powerful men accused of terrible crimes in Hollywood, Washington, and beyond. But I didn't bring those stories to light on my own. A cast of compelling sources, from brave whistleblowers to shadowy undercover operatives, were enmeshed in this stranger-than-fiction saga.
Holy crap, I'm really in trouble.
There are the women who have come forward with their experiences of abuse.
There's only one barrier to him getting what he wants. I've got to get out of here.
There are fact-checkers and lawyers who had to face off with the high-profile legal teams of powerful men.
One of the joys of my working life is sending letters.
There are whistleblowers and journalists and spies, literal spies.
On the last day when we have to follow you, I get a call early. He said that he's gonna do the geolocation thing with the phone.
Now, for the first time, you can hear their stories in their own words, the risks they took, and the obstacles that kept sources silent for so long.
There are entire infrastructures that are built around silence.
Experience told you that it was a story that maybe couldn't be exposed. But then when you came back to me, I mean, my heart was racing. I said, oh my God, Ronan's got it. He's got the story.
I got it. What do you get? I have it.
And for the first time, through never-before-heard recordings from the investigation, you can hear how it happened, as we were living it, in real time.
It's on my phone.
Recording?
The recording. The audio.
Come on.
The Catch and Kill podcast. A new series with me, Ronan Farrow, from Pineapple Street Studios.
In each episode, Farrow talks with a source, and together, they tell the story of how they made the decision to finally come forward. Private investigators, whistleblowers, victims, journalists. In each podcast, Farrow will show how it took the courage of everyday people to expose this scandal. Joining us now is investigative reporter and Pulitzer Prize-winning author of the book Catch and Kill, Lies, Spies, and Conspiracy to Protect Predators, Ronan Farrow. Mr. Farrow, thank you for joining us this evening.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks for taking the time.
So, thank you. I really appreciate you joining us. You know, one of the things I found most compelling about your reporting was the level of spying and intimidation Harvey Weinstein and others used on news organizations, including yourself, to cover up these stories. I was fascinated by that.
The book and now the podcast
reveal different angles of this sort of machine operated by powerful people that can be used to shut down the truth. And as you say, that included a literal international espionage plot in the case of Harvey Weinstein. And, you know, episodes of this podcast will introduce you to people who were witnesses to the media shutting down this story on Harvey Weinstein's behalf. It will introduce you to people who were actually inside that black ops operation and were involved in stalking me and intimidating me. The first episode is about Igor Ostrovsky, this spy for hire who found himself enmeshed in this operation and following me around every day, and tells this incredible story about how his sense of principle about the free press awakened, and he took a lot of risks to try to put a stop to what he was involved in.
Well, and I was shocked at how deep the predatory culture seems to go in Hollywood, and how amazingly intertwined the story seems to be. In your first interview, you revealed how, you know, Matt Lauer may have played a role in NBC's decision to kill the Weinstein story, that expose. I mean, it's just, I was amazed at how deep this thing goes.
It goes really, really deep. And I think one of the lessons here is that, you know, the more you bury secrets to protect powerful people within a company or in general, the more there is a rot that sets in that can have a whole lot of knock-on effects that can, in the case of a media outlet, really infect and distort that outlet's coverage. And you see that again and again in the decades of silence around the Weinstein story.
Yeah, you know, in your book, and I got a copy recently and I was reading it, you make it pretty clear that one of, if not the primary reasons you took the Weinstein story to the New Yorker was because your former employers at NBC were actively obstructing your efforts. And I know that you plan, at least from the stuff I've seen, to cover that somewhat in the podcast as well. Of course, NBC claims they have no secrets, nothing to hide. I mean, it's just, if you hadn't exposed this, this culture could have gone on in perpetuity, could it not?
One of the episodes of the podcast is about Rich McHugh, my producer at NBC, who witnessed the shutdown of the story there and the way in which executives dealt with Harvey Weinstein over the course of our reporting. And I hope that hearing his story and hearing about the risks, you know, a producer who really didn't have much protection or profile and had a family to support, did the right and principled thing. I hope that that gives strength to journalists everywhere who deal with this kind of unethical behavior from their bosses. And, you know, he's a really inspiring example of how we can all do more to stand up to that.
We're talking with Ronan Farrow. You mentioned the Ostrovsky piece. That's ironic because he was initially hired to spy on you. Correct. How did that turn out to be an ally for the podcast and for some of your ongoing reporting? That's, you wouldn't think that would be a natural person to turn around and then work with you to expose further conspiracies.
You know, it's one of these moments that just seems stranger than fiction when the guy who's been following you turns around and becomes a whistleblower and a source for you. And the episode about him, this first episode, lays out that whole intricate plot of how he came to do that. And there again, you know, I hope that for people, whether it's in the private investigation industry or elsewhere, who feel like they're involved in something unethical, you know, I hope that they listen to this podcast and get to know Igor and draw strength from that and maybe feel inspired to do the right thing.
Well, Ronan, we appreciate you coming on. For folks who are interested, they can download the radio.com app and hear the trailer. They can subscribe to the Cash and Kill podcast. Available now. Thank you again for joining us, and carry on the fight, my friend.
So appreciate the support.
Coming up after the break, we'll be joined by Dave Traubert from the Kansas Policy Institute. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.